Let's wrap up our interviews with Sam Weatherly. Morning to you, Sam.
Yeah, g'day, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Duff's going to take you through all of them, but can I start with the Kiwi visitor in the Mackell, our big Mikey. Gee, one good his last run, and you've won on this horse back in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's right. He's a beautiful big horse. He's not named Big Mike for no reason, so he definitely lives up to his name anyway. He likes to roll along in front too. He's got a very high cruising speed, and it was a good tough win last start.
Have you been on him since he's been in Australia?
No, I haven't. All reports he got over early this week, and reports from Sean Phelan said he's very well within himself. So heading in today, hopefully we can roll along in front, and it keeps on going.
Yeah. I suppose you were hoping that little drop of rain come this afternoon. He seems to be, he likes it if that happens.
Yeah, it would have been nice to get a little bit of sting out of the ground, but then again, he has won on a good track before, so I don't think it's going to be too much of a worry for him, especially with his high cruising speed out in front. He'll definitely give himself every opportunity today.
Your other ride's Onslaught in race four. Nice to get a ride for the Snowdens.
It is. Good camp, and they're in good form too, and this horse obviously fresh up as well, but had a couple of trials today, this time in. So should be forward enough, and especially over 1,200 and on a firm track, he seems to like the good going.
Ivy's Court for Christian Race 5, more of a miler. Have you been on her?
Now, she's at the at Warwick Farm.
Oh,
so
okay, yep.
I've had a chance to sit on her in a wee while, but obviously, yeah, she likes to get up and trip, and she's only going to improve from today, but she's had a nice trial and looked really nice to the eye too. So, she might need the run, but she could be hitting the line late.
Okay, race six, Star of Monsoon. He's got the ability, if he puts his right foot forward. You rode him at Scone.
He's got all the ability in the world. He's just, whether you get him on the right day, obviously at Scone, he drew out and then they've gone very quick in front, and he just struggled to find the bridle the other day. So hopefully stepping up and trip a little bit. I know we've still got an awkward draw, but hopefully he can race a little bit closer and he can really travel within himself.
Race 8 up and rolling. He messed up the start the other day. He could improve.
Yeah, he really blundered bad out of the gates the other day, and sort of from there on in, we're always chasing the whole way. We've had to make up sort of three or four lengths just to get to the field, and then they've gone steady in front and sprinted away again. So I don't think he's the worst hope, but we've just got a horror draw again. We're out in the car park, so it's going to make it difficult. But hopefully we can sort of jump away with the field, and we won't have to sort of make that three or four lengths up again like we did last time.
And you finished with Sanctioned. I quite like this horse. I reckon he's trialling really well.
He's trialled really well, and obviously fresh up from a good break, and actually he's got the ability. He's just got to put it all there, and obviously he's got gets down to 55 and a half, so not much weight on his back, and we should get a nice enough run thereabouts, and I reckon he could be finishing off late.
Talking to Sam Clipperton earlier, we're saying how competitive Sydney racing is with for the jockeys. You know, it's tough work. You happy the way things are going?
Yeah, look, it was pretty quiet over the carnival as it was going to be expected too. But obviously, winter time's our time of the year for us apprentices, and it's just starting to pick up now. Just starting to get a few rides on these Saturdays, and that's what it's all about. It's just all about riding, obviously. You're a jockey for a reason, so you got to get out there and ride as much as you can. But it's very competitive at the moment. A lot of top class jockeys in Sydney, and it's very competitive and very cruel at the same time. But I really really love it. I love the adrenaline, and it's good to be riding in such competitive races.
You know, I suppose the reward's there when you do get a result, because it's such big prize money.
For sure, looks. Sydney Racing's just gone further ahead than anything else. You know, you race around for 125,000, and on a Saturday, and especially through the winter here, it's the same prize money it is as at the start of January. So it's a good incentive for us riders, and especially the owners and trainers of the horses too. They get to race around for very good money.
Good on you, Sam. Good luck today.
Cheers, Ron. Thanks.